The stage is set, the players are ready, and the fans have filled the stands. Our pregame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company. Now, let's get ready to play some basketball. Tonight's high school game on WAXI is presented by Ivy Tech Community College, Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton, Deverna Funeral Home in Cayuga, Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Overbeck Gas Company in Marshall and Covington, Geneva Hills Golf Course in Clinton, Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, Park County REMC, Green Valley Disposal in Clinton, Timeless and Classic Antique Mall in Rockville, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics in Rockville, First Security Insurance in Dana and Montezuma, Wallace Law Offices in Covington and Clinton, Ron Construction north of Belmore, and the Fountain Trust Company.
From Lady Wildcat, number
Now back out, 15 footer.
12. Back up. Here's another three. This one's going to grab it out. Wide open. It's short. Rebound.
Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company is now in portions of Rockville. We can and have begun hooking up new customers. Give us a call today at 498-1000 to find out when or if services will be available in your area. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company is working hard to get new fiber service to you soon. Upon completion, we will be capable of providing service to Rockville, Bloomingdale, Tanger, and Coloma areas. Give us a call today. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 498-1000.
Welcome back to Rockville High School following the timeout. Rockville pounds it into Tucker. And she hits the deck. A lot of contact. No whistle. Will go out of bounds. Belong to South Vermilion. So they'll get it back, trailing 5-0. Halfway through the first quarter. Rockville very active in that 2-3 zone. And we'll have a whistle up top. And traveling will be called on Chubb. And right back it goes to the Lady Rocks. And South Vermilion, a lot of empty trips there early, Stephen.
Well, and the hard part is here at Coach Hines is to see that there's really not a whole lot of pressure being put on you. Really, it's just the passes that are not meeting their marks, dribbling off your foot a little bit. So it's not a whole lot of pressure from Rockville right now. South Vermilion can't continue to turn the ball over at this rate.
Rockville gives it right back to him, however. They get it inside. A good feed from Chubb. Saw Hawkins. Athletic move. She lays it up and in, and it's 5-2. Boxville throws it over the top to Frazier. She'll lob it inside for Duggar. And Duggar will step on the baseline trying to save possession. The Wildcats will get it back. And it appears as though Taylor Duggar shaken up a little bit on the play. So we'll have a stoppage here. We'll go ahead and take a break while we coaching staff and trainers check on Taylor Duggar. We'll pause for 60 seconds to come back with more high school basketball here on Drew Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Geneva Hills Golf Course, along with Green Valley Disposal, wish all the local high school athletes the best of luck in the 2016-17 season. Make plans now for next spring and the opening of golf season at the beautiful 18-hole course at Geneva Hills. And throw out the trash from your home or business with Trash Disposal by Green Valley Disposal. Hoping you'll be a cheering fan in the stands. Geneva Hills Golf Course, 765-832-8384. And Green Valley Disposal.
FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale has offered high quality, excellent, and personable sales and service, as well as competitive pricing of custom plastic sheet and roll extrusion. Proud to be an active and vital member of our community, FutureX Industries is a great place to work where safety and respect are priorities and employees earn a fair wage. Join FutureX Industries as they support our young people and cheer your favorite team on all season long. FutureX Industries, since 1969 in Bloomingdale.
Well, welcome back. Taylor Duggar helped off the floor. Appears to be some sort of lower leg injury. We get any information, we'll pass it along, but we're back and ready to go now as Morgan Duggar checks in for her. 5-2, Rockville leads it. Wildcat basketball. McGee with it, gets it to Hawkins. Back up top, Chubb thought about a three. Instead, she'll reverse it again to Emma McGee. And the corner now, Chubb able to get off 17-footer. No good, but an offensive rebound by Corey Matherly. She puts it back up and in. back-to-back buckets for the Wildcats. It's 5-4. Still again throws it over the top of the pressure. Now they'll settle into their half-court offense. Carrington in the corner. Back out. Pierce for three. Morgan Pierce has knocked down 2 3-point buckets in the early going, and it's 8-4. Left side, McGee skips it to Hawkins. And Hawkins left alone. She'll bang home a three. The big freshman, Mallory Hawkins, with her 5th point, and it's 8-7. And now coming up with the steal is McGee. She'll give it up to Hawkins. Hawkins lays it up and in. South Vermillion on a 9-3 run as their first lead of the night with 2 minutes to play in the opening period. You don't want Mallory Hawkins to get going. She's one of the best freshmen in the Wabash Valley. Morgan Duggar back to Carrington. A three in the corner is no good. Rebound tracked down by McGee. Right now, South Vermillion doing an excellent job keeping it out of the post. Breedlove just 1 touch so far in this ballgame.
Yeah, and that touch she got was very highly contested, too. So, as you said, doing a terrific job right now keeping the Rocks out of the post, which you know is where they want to get to. But right now, they have a little extra pep in their step.
Minute 20 to play in the quarter. Matherly with it in the corner. South Vermillion swings it back around. They'll find Hawkins cutting through the lane. She'll give it back up. A three on the way is no good from McGee. Rebound, Cassidy Frazier. Quickly up the floor. Pierce lobs it into Breedlove. Had to tap it to herself. Wasn't able to ever really get control. Does a great job getting on the floor. Knocks it out of there to Carrington. Right back to Carrington in the corner. Carrington will try a three. This one's short. Breedlove battles for the offensive rebound. Now Frazier hits the deck trying to come up with a loose ball, but it's Matherly coming out of there with it. Chubb tried to quickly check that. That was Jenna Myers hitting a cutting Chubb. Had it knocked out of bounds, but South Vermillion will keep it. We see three substitutes come into the ballgame for the first time. Rachel Luff in for South Vermillion, along with Maddie Newburn and Kara Evans. Those three out there with Haley Chubb and Mallory Hawkins. Hawkins with it up top. South Vermillion with a 1-point lead. Final seconds of the opening quarter. Ball is loose. Pierce has it. Does a great job to find Carrington. Carrington to the rim. Can't get it to go. Breedlove controls the rebound. Puts it up. It won't go. And coming out of there with a basketball, Haley Chubb. Two good looks for Rockville that they'd like to have back. Hawkins has a three deflected. Offensive rebound to Luff. And that'll do it. A wild first quarter with South Vermillion on top of the Lady Rock, 9-8 after 1 period of play. We'll take a 60-second timeout and come back with quarter number 2 here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Charlie Jones at First Security Insurance in Montezuma or Dana today.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert. I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drive by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bjselectronics.getdish.com. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV expert.
Welcome back to Rockville. Start of second quarter action. It'll be Lady Rocks basketball. Lady Wildcats with a 1-point lead. Morgan Pierce will put up a three. It's too strong. Rebound battled for. And Rachel Luff
the junior for South Vermilion, controls her third rebound already after just entering the ballgame a few moments ago. And a steal by Breedlove. She has it on the far sideline. She'll try to work her way into the paint. Had her drive cut off and turns it over. Did a good job going to the rim. Lost control of the bounce and then just kind of had to wing it back out of there. It sailed out of bounds for another Rockville turnover.
Well, you talked about the hot start she had in the last game, 13 of 15 points in the first quarter. And to this point, she has not been able to score. So you can only imagine that frustration may be setting in for her a little bit. And that time, as you said, did a good job getting to the rim. But really, when the defense collapsed, looked to try to do a little bit too much to get herself going here offensively.
Been a while since we've seen points. Still 9-8 on the Future X Industry scoreboard. Hawkins with it on the right wing, trying to pound it into Luff. And we'll have a whistle on the far sideline. It'll be a foul on Rockville.
How about that, Scott? Just the first of the game, and we're in the second quarter.
If they were only all officiated like that, Stephen Hartman. That foul goes against Breedlove, her first, obviously. And now South Vermilion starting to heat up as that is number 20. Maddie Newbern from 15 feet on the far baseline to give them Wildcats their largest lead of the night at 11-8. Pierce with it. Just it to Carrington in the corner. Back up to Pierce, right back to Carrington. She unloads a three, in and out, no good. Carrington can't find the mark here early. They're going to need her to make that shot. They'll loosen things up for Breedlove. Wildcat rebound. Quickly, it's Hawkins on the baseline into Luff, and she'll be called for the travel. There was some lower body contact there. She lost her footing, hit the deck, and the officials go with traveling. Breedlove catches it in traffic, now dumps it to a wide-open Morgan Duggar, who lays it up and in. Great find by Breedlove. Duggar converts it 11-10.
Well, that's what you're going to get. Two players collapsing on Bailey Breedlove as she attacks, so she dumps it down to an open player.
It's a three on the way, and good by Kara Evans. As South Vermilion getting big-time production off their bench here. As I believe that is 7 bench points for the Wildcats. And it's back to a 14-10 lead. Carrington, this time she's able to get it into Breedlove. Can't put it on the floor, though, as she's surrounded by three jerseys. It's knocked away. They go right back into her. Now we'll have South Vermilion's first foul. This will go against Haley Chubb. Rockville basketball on the baseline. 5:32 to play in the half. 14-10 ball game. Wildcats lead. Quickly comes in bounce to Frazier. She gets nothing to do with it, so she kicks it back out to Pierce. Pierce gives it up, gets it back, wide open three, no good. Frazier was wide open on the block, the rebound just out of her reach, however, and here come the Wildcats. Evans, right wing to Hawkins. It's tipped away. Able to control it is Kara Evans. Cross-court pass to Mallory Hawkins. Left wing. Now back up top. Evans does a nice job. Finds it wide open. Maddie Newbern inside. She has 4 points off the bench, and now a 6-point advantage. Largest lead for either team in favor of South Vermilion. Rockville again turns it over. Ill-advised pass. Stolen out of there by Chubb. Evans is left open. Three is no good. Rebound still being fought for. And traveling will be the call as we see a pair of number 22s check into the ball game. Teddy Buell for Rockville. And Emma McGee back in for South Vermilion. Breedlove out on the perimeter. Catches it. Quickly gives it up. Pierce with it. In the corner to Carrington. Back out to Pierce. Now Carrington will try another three, and that's what she gets. Felicity Carrington cuts the lead in half at 16-13.
Well, terrific ball movement leads to the open look. And great job, Morgan Pierce.
understanding that there's another player that was more open than she was. She had a decent shot, but as the defense closed out on her, she made that extra pass back to Carrington in the corner, who was much more wide open, and she knocked down the shot. Unforced error again for South Vermillion as Hawkins drags the pivot foot. She'll be called for traveling. Rockville has a chance to climb within one or tie. Carrington will back things out. While we have a moment, we'd like to thank a few of our sponsors. The Jackson Family of Auto Dealerships, located just across the River Bridge in Clinton, and Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning on North 9th Street in Clinton. Carrington and Pierce playing catch on the far wing. Pierce will let a three go. No good. Rebound. Frazier. Put back. A lot of contact. No whistle. Ball still loose. Carrington comes out of there with it. Now she gets it to Bailey Breedlove, who has her pocket pick. And a big steal by Kara Evans. Breedlove just about coming up with that second far wing steal of the ball game. She has a knack for stepping into that particular passing lane, but was unable to control it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be back to the Wildcats. Newbern inbound to Evans. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the half. McGee, baseline now to Hawkins. Hawkins had a huge first quarter. It's a little quiet here in the second quarter as her teammates have stepped up. That's another basket for Kara Evans. Well, very good, difficult shot, but she knocked it down. South Vermillion right now is doing a very good job sneaking to the short corners behind the zone. The Lady Rocks really aren't recognizing it right now on that penetration. Evans had a player under the basket, but she took the jump shot. Didn't matter. She still knocked it down. But that's something the Lady Rocks are going to have to be aware of, that somebody's trying to sneak behind you. And thus far, South Vermillion's done a very good job of taking advantage of it. Well, with an 18-13 lead following a missed three-point basket by Morgan Pierce, South Vermillion will take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here as Rockville not getting much offensively right now, except for wide-open corner threes by Carrington and open wing threes from Pierce. And, Steven, you got to take those shots. I mean, they're so open, they're daring you to shoot. Pierce has hit a couple. Carrington's hit one. But eventually, you're going to have to be able to establish your post presence inside with Breedlove and Frazier. If you have to make adjustments to that offense, so be it. But right now, they're unable to make that post entry from the corner or the wing.
Well, I definitely think that's been a point that jumped out to me the most. They've completely abandoned right now even looking to go to the post. And right now, they've attempted 12 three-pointers. They've just made three of them. And I believe in the last game it was, they only attempted six the entire game. So certainly they're attempting a whole lot more three-point shots than they're used to. But as you said, they're so wide open, they're tempting you to take them. It's difficult to pass them up. But you really do have to get that post established at least a little bit. If you enter to the post, they can always kick it out, but you still have to keep them honest down there on the block.
Wildcat basketball out of the timeout, near turnover. Hawkins comes up with a loose ball, however. Newbern misses from 15 feet. Rebound battle for it. Carrington out of there. She wants to run. She sees she doesn't have numbers, so she'll peel it off and reset the offense. Left side, Morgan Pierce. Now Carrington's open from 17 feet. The shot won't go, and another rebound for Emma McGee. Quickly up the floor to Newbern. Back out of there. It'll be Chubb as they reset the offense. Evans, a three. It's no good. Bounces around and pulled out of there by Bailey Breedlove. Very quick-paced game here. We're under a minute 40 to play in the half. They'll lob it in. Frazier open. Rushed the shot. I don't believe she expected to be as open as she was. Couldn't get it to fall, and out of bounds it'll go to South Vermillion as they lead it 18-13 on the Futurex Industries scoreboard.
Well, they finally got the post entry that they were looking for, but she caught it just a little bit too deep. She was under the rim, and so she reached back to try to get the angle she needed off the glass, but made it a very difficult shot. That's a time where you probably want to take one extra dribble. As you said, she didn't realize she was going to be so wide open. She expected somebody else to be behind her, but she had an opportunity to take a dribble, reverse it to the other side of the rim. It would have been a whole lot easier shot for her.
Hawkins has it in the corner for South Vermillion. She'll bring it up and reset the offense through Chubb. Chubb almost again throws it away. It's Breedlove out in that passing lane, but again couldn't keep it in bounds. So Breedlove very active on that side of the 2-3 zone. I think you underestimate her length and her quickness when you make that wing entry.
I think you got to be able to adjust to the game as well. You know that she's jumping out into that passing lane anytime the pass is going from the wing to the corner.
So this is where a ball fake back cut really might benefit you.
Coach Hines gets Corey Matherly back into the ball game as Kara Evans gets a breather. Great minutes off the bench for Evans. We're under a minute to play here in quarter number two. Chubb looks inside, nothing there. She'll skip it to Hawkins. Hawkins puts it on the floor, and we'll back it out. Now Coach Hines wants to try and play for one shot, and I think Rockville will probably let him. Hawkins and Chubb playing catch. Now they send it down in the corner to McGee. Down to 20 seconds to play in the half. Matherly with it now. Down to 10 seconds. And South Vermillion will start the offense. They try to get it into Hawkins and they throw it away. And that's a killer. You run 40-some seconds off the clock and can't convert the final 8 seconds. You give Rockville a chance to get a little momentum here and get a little closer in this ballgame. Carrington lobs it up to Frazier. High post to Breedlove. 15-footer. Bounces out no good, and that'll do it. That'll wrap up our first half. Very competitive, low-scoring first half, despite the pace this game was played at. The FutureX Industry scoreboard after two quarters, South Vermillion 18, Rockville 13. We will take a 60-second timeout and come back with our halftime show, which is brought to you by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, your Chevy dealer since 1928. Find new roads with Chevrolet. And Todd DeVerter and the DeVerter Funeral Home here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The games are on us.
104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton, a DLC media station.
Overpeck Gas Company is the area's leading supplier of propane gas. With our abundant supply of propane, Overpeck Gas stands ready to fill your tank at any time. For the convenience of our customers, Overpeck has an autofill program available. Overpeck Gas offers Gold Star maintenance services for your gas appliances, including furnaces, fireplaces, and water heaters. Visit us online for energy-saving tips at overpeckgas.com and be sure to call Overpeck Gas for all your propane needs. 597-2201.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm. Working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years with two offices to serve you. In Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
Welcome back to our halftime show here from Rockville High School. Once again, brought to you by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, along with DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga. Scott Jones and Stephen Hartman with you. Very entertaining first half, Stephen. 18-13, South Vermillion with a 5-point lead. And if you watch this game without the benefit of a scoreboard, the pace that it was played at, much quicker than what the score indicates, just 31 total points scored, but both teams really getting up and down the floor at a furious pace, quick shot, just not a high percentage shooting half for either team.
No, certainly not, but it has. It's certainly been a game that's been entertaining to us, and I still can't believe we made it through that entire first half with just two fouls called. A lot of times when we're broadcasting games, it seems like there's always a stoppage of play. But I certainly think that the benefit of not having those whistles has really played dividends in how we've been able to enjoy this basketball game and just be able to see these girls compete. But you're right. The score is not as high as you might think is indicative of what the pace of the game has been. But really, the turnovers have been the big story for that reason. Rockville had 9 turnovers, South Vermillion with 12. So that certainly benefited to the up-and-down play that we saw, but nonetheless, both teams really had some opportunities to score the basketball. They had good looks on several occasions. If the ball wasn't turned over, I would say every other thing has been every other possession has been a good shot. I've not seen a whole lot that's been forced. So they're working the ball around to find exactly what it is that they want. Well, I don't know if I should say it. I'm not sure Rocco's content continuing to shoot the ball from the outside, but they are open looks, so I will give them that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to credit South Vermillion and the defense inside doing an excellent job out of that 3-2 of dropping the point person, which is the middle defender on the perimeter. Whenever the ball goes to the wing, that defender drops into the post to double-team either Breedlove or Frazier, whoever happens to be the post player on that side of the floor.
And they've done an excellent job of keeping it out of Breedlove's hands. Just really two shot attempts, I believe, for Bailey Breedlove, and one of them was a 15-footer at the first half buzzer. Frazier's been able to get a little bit more involved in the offense, but she's now been able to convert all of her opportunities. She's about one of three from the floor, maybe one of four, somewhere around in there. So it seems like Rockville's had a little bit more success getting the ball inside on Frazier's side of the floor, so they've got to continue to pound it in there, get her to convert some opportunities. So South Vermillion has to shift focus to that side of the floor out of that 3-2, and then maybe you open things up a little bit more to pound it into Breedlove in the post. But you can't continue to settle for the 20-footer, even though they are open shots. That's not Rockville's game. That's not what they're built on. They, I'm sure, working very hard here at halftime to make the necessary adjustments to get a little bit more action, maybe go into the high post a little bit more with some diagonal cuts, send an overload two post players to one side of the floor, and make that 3-2, the middle person on the 3-2 come up and guard the high post so that Breedlove's one-on-one in the low post. We'll see if that's something Rockville looks to go to, but just a really impressive, well-played defensive half for South Vermillion.
Well, I think there's certainly two big things that you're going to try to do if you're not getting the looks you want on the post, and that's what you said. You got to try to work that high post, look for maybe a high-low feed. You work Breedlove up in the high post, that way the defenders kind of push up that way, and you really see if you can get Cassie Frazier isolated one-on-one on the post, or you try to get some back cuts from your perimeter players. Seeing if them cutting to the basket will allow you some opportunities. So that's certainly one thing that I think you want to do. Really try to work that high post to make sure that you're bringing the defense up out of the block. But also, I think you need to see some penetration from the guards as well. You got to put pressure on the defense. And if you can penetrate a gap, cause two defenders to come to you, that's going to open up somebody else on the floor. Even if you kick it out and you have someone closing out to a shooter, then you have someone that's leaving the block, and once again, that's going to start opening up your passing lanes down to the post. So it's, you know, two pretty simplistic things that you can do to change it, but if it's not something you're used to doing, sometimes it can be difficult to execute in a halftime, but certainly something that I would say that they're probably talking about, and what I would guess as well, they've got a variety of plays that they can try to turn to as well that's going to be able to get those looks on the post that they're wanting.
All right, well, again, you're listening to the Halftime Show here on True Oldies 104.9 WXI. That is brought to you by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, along with Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga. A couple of scores from other games of Valley interest at the end of one quarter. Martinsville all over an injury-depleted Terre Haute South team, 22-6. Martinsville 22-6 over Terre Haute South after one quarter of play. And Washington with a 13-6. Lead over Bloomfield at the end of one quarter. We're going to take another time out here in our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. We'll be back in 60 seconds, as Stephen will recap our first half scoring from our ball game, which is led by South Vermillion 18-13 on the FutureX Industry scoreboard as we go to our final halftime show break.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
You will get an unbeatable deal on your next car or truck at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Clark Chevrolet is your premier Chevy dealer, offering professional, customer-friendly sales and service. For initial quality and dependability, nobody beats Chevy, and nobody beats a Clark Chevrolet deal on the new car or truck that you have worked, planned, and saved for. Don't settle for anything less than the best deal on your new car or truck, backed by award-winning service. Find your new road at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga.
Welcome back once again, Scott Jones, Stephen Hartman with you. Final 2 minutes of our halftime show. A couple of other sponsors we'd like to thank: Park County RENC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, and the Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy, with locations in Marshall and Covington. Throw things over to Stephen for a few minutes here, and he'll take you back through the first half statistics.
Thank you, Scott. Right now, South Vermillion does lead 18-13 over the Lady Rocks here at halftime.
At the end of the first quarter, South Vermillion clung to a one-point lead, 9-8, but 9 second-quarter points compared to Rockville's 5 have given them here the 5-point advantage that we see on the scoreboard. For the South Vermillion Lady Wildcats, their leading scorer right now is Mallory Hawkins. She has 7 points. 3 of 5 shooting. She is 2 of 3 from two-point range, 1 of 2 from behind the three-point line, so she's been able to do it inside and out. She's had a very strong first half, so very impressive to see from the young freshman. But she's so long, she's so lengthy, that really it is just difficult to defend her wherever she's at. Also, first South Vermillion, Kara Evans came off the bench, did outstanding. She has 5 points, 2 of 3 shooting for her. 4 points to Maddie Newburn, once again, did a terrific job off the bench, and Corey Matherly has 2 points as well. The Lady Wildcats are shooting 6 of 9 from two-point range for 67%. They are 2 of 7 from behind the three-point line for 29%, and they have not attempted a free throw here in the game. For Rockville, their leading scorer at this point is Morgan Pierce. She has 6 points. She's knocked down 2 3-point jumpers. She is 2 of 7, though, overall shooting here in the first half. Also scoring for them with 3 points is Felicity Carrington. She has a 3-point field goal. Morgan Duggar has 2 points. She finished with a nice backdoor layup on a pass from Bailey Breedlove. And Cassidy Frazier has 2 points as well. She's 1 of 3 shooting. As a team, Rockville is 25%, 2 of 8 from the two-point range, 23%, 3 of 13 from behind the three-point line. And they as well have not attempted the free throw. So 2 quarters of play, nobody has gone to the charity stripe at this point.
All right, well, we do want to mention that Rockville played the entire second quarter and the end of the first quarter without Taylor Duggar, who suffered a knee injury of some sort. We have no idea the extent of that injury, but she is not back out with the team for the second half. We do not expect her to return to the ballgame at this point, so Rockville will send Teddy Buell out there to start the second half in her place. It'll be Wildcat basketball. They lob it in, looking for, it was number 30, Jenna Myers. And she loses control of the basketball. I'm not sure exactly what the call was there. It'll be a turnover on South Vermillion. But I'm not sure if they got traveling or what was the whistle. I apologize, Scott. I was getting the team set here on my little iPad scoring app, so I didn't see what was going on. South Vermillion has their original starters back out there. Mallory Hawkins, Haley Chubb, Corey Matherly, as Breedlove drives, couldn't finish, gets her own rebound, and this time she does finish. First bucket of the night for Breedlove, and Rockville's within 3. Again, out there for South Vermillion, number 22, Emma McGee, Corey Matherly, Mallory Hawkins, Jenna Myers, and Haley Chubb. 3 from the far wing is too strong. Breedlove goes up and controls the rebound. Carrington up the far sideline. She'll work it back to the middle of the floor now to Pierce. Pierce has it down in the corner to Breedlove. And we do see Rockville with a different offensive approach here. Instead of Carrington being in that corner, as they pound it inside to Frazier. 4 straight for Rockville to pull within 1. Rockville now has Breedlove in that ball side corner, so 2 bigs on the same side of the floor. So a nice halftime adjustment by Coach Kyle and his staff. And it's worked out so far. It'll be Hawkins on the dribble. And she was either fouled or you have to call a travel there. And finally the whistle comes. It'll be traveling. They'll say Hawkins initiated the contact. So Rockville will have a chance to take the lead here. Dangerous pass in the backcourt. Nice job by Carrington to corral it. Great court vision there as Breedlove catches it, immediately finds Frazier. Frazier couldn't convert. She does cause a tie-up on the rebound, but the alternating possession gives it to South Vermillion. Well, the pass was just a little bit late. Had Bailey Breedlove hit her initially, it would have been a much easier shot for her, but the defense had recovered. She held it high, did the best she could to try to convert that, but really it was just a good challenge from South Vermillion. Chubb with it, guarded by Carrington on the far wing. Back now, it's Matherly. Matherly takes it in, double teamed, and she'll kick it back out of there. Now Hawkins gets it to Chubb. Chubb thought about a 3. Instead, she'll pass it down in the corner to Matherly. Matherly, guarded by Breedlove.
as her pass deflected out of bounds. South Vermillion will keep it, and that'll give us a chance to thank Clark Chevrolet, your Chevy dealer since 1928. Find new roads with Chevrolet and your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton for their support of high school athletics here on True Oldie. Inbounds pass is tapped away and then chased down by Morgan Pierce. Another South Vermillion turnover, so Rockville will have another attempt to go back in front. Buell in the corner, back up to Pierce. Feeds it inside to Frazier, inside out to Carrington, no good. And that's a tough call on Breedlove. That's what you call the she's taller than her foul, as she did not jump, did not go over the back, just reached up and pulled down the rebound. And they will call her for her second foul of the night.
Well, Scott, I know they didn't get the conversion, but I think that was the best offensive possession of the night for the Lady Rocks.
How about that for Mallory Hawkins back at the other end? She bangs home a three. She's the first player into double digits with 10. And South Vermillion back to a four-point lead. Frazier to a cutting Buell. She loses out of bounds, but this time we'll have a South Vermillion foul. Foul will be on the floor. And it'll go against number 30, Jenna Myers. Just her first. Carrington. Shot fake. Drives into the paint. And she'll be fouled going to the rim. And we'll see our first free throws of the ball game here with 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Felicity Carrington, very reliable free throw shooter, will have two looks as she shoots the first. We'd like to thank Timeless and Classic Antique Mall in Rockville for their support of high school athletics here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI. Carrington makes the first. She'll have one more. And she gets them both. It's a two-point lead. 21-19 is the score in favor of South Vermillion. Chubb quickly up the floor to a wide-open Matherly. Rockville caught sleeping in transition D. But Matherly unable to convert the layup. Jump ball on the rebound. We'll give it back to Rockville. See some three-quarter court pressure again from the Wildcats. And Hawkins takes it away from Breedlove. Hawkins in the full court, goes to the rim, can't convert, rebound. See what the call is here. That was Jenna Myers with the rebound, and they're going to call the foul on Bailey Breedlove, and that is her third. Looks like she controls the rebound standing out of bounds. But now Breedlove's going to have to play very smart here. They want to pick up that fourth foul. With still half the third quarter to play. Great drive by Hawkins. She flips the fence, goes around the vulnerable Breedlove and lays it in. 12 points now for Hawkins to lead all scores. 23-19, South Vermillion advantage. Breedlove in the corner. Back up top to Carrington. Swung around now to Pierce. Back to Breedlove. Great lob into Frazier. She'll lay it up and in. Not to have found an offense that's working for him. They close back within two. High post. Chubb kicks it out to McGee. And her shot a little bit short. Knocked out of bounds. Rockville will have it. Carrington works against the pressure of Hawkins. And it's really an unforced error there as Pierce wasn't pressured and the pass for Buell just too tall off her fingertips out of bounds for another Rockville turnover.
That's what you look for out of that type of a press. It's not a whole lot of pressure, but once again, you're just trying to speed up the game a little bit and you're wanting the other team to make their own mistake. And in that case, just a pass a little bit too high out of the reach of Teddy Buell in the corner does turn the ball back over to South Knight.
Rachel Luft, Maddie Newbern, who were both very productive off the bench in the first half for Coach Hines, check back into the ball game, along with Kara Evans. And Kara Evans, again, immediate offense off the bench, bangs home another three. Rockville trails by five here with 2:56 to play. Wildcats come up with a turnover, and maybe a little greedy that time as they looked up the floor for Mallory Hawkins. She was unable to track it down. So two quick turnovers, and it'll end up with Rockville basketball.
Well, sometimes when things are going well and you're feeling like you got something efficient offensively, you do try try to take a little bit more than you want. In that case, you just want to take care of the basketball, get a good possession, and extend this lead, but they do turn it back over to Rockville. Nice drive by Buell from the corner. She can't convert. Rebound eventually controlled by Breedlove. She misses the putback, and here comes Haley Chubb. Kara Evans lays it up. It won't go. Rebound to Luck. Her putback no good. Hawkins keeps it alive, and it'll eventually be Haley Chubb that controls the South Vermillion rebound. And wide open for three is number 40, Maddie Newburn, and the offense off the bench for South Vermillion has been amazing. She now has 8 points, I believe, and it's an 8-point lead, the largest of the night. South Vermillion looking for their seventh win of the season and looking to snap a an eight-game Rockville winning streak. Carrington drives, puts it up, gets it to go, and there's that penetration you were talking about during the halftime show, Stephen. Make a couple of people guard you. If they don't, go all the way to the rim. Hawkins, she'll take a three on the far wing, bounces around, won't go. Breedlove comes out of there with the rebound. Her drive is eventually stopped. Rockville will work it around the perimeter. Breedlove will drive baseline. Dump it to Buell, who kicks it back out. A good three from Carrington, won't go. Too strong. Rebound to Evans. Final minute of the third quarter. South Vermillion leading by six. This has been a good one. Nice find inside to Hawkins. Not sure how she got the ball up, but she not only got the shot off, she knocked it down. 14 points for her. And the Rocks really need a bucket here in the final 40 seconds of the third quarter. Breedlove from the corner. Left alone, she'll take a three. Too strong. Rebound to Hawkins. Chubb wants to run up the floor to McGee. Now Newburn. Maddie Newburn laying in another field goal. And it's a double-digit 10-point lead with 15 seconds to play in quarter number three.
Well, you got to get a bucket right here. At least get a shot up at the rim.
Breedlove thought about another three. Instead, she'll skip it to Pierce. Pierce has made a couple from out there. Carrington, a little 14-foot runner, and that's a big answer at the buzzer. That gives you a little momentum, some confidence going into the fourth quarter where you trail by eight. The Future X Industry scoreboard after three quarters, South Vermillion 33, Rockville 25. We'll be back in 60 seconds on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Valdor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
Geneva Hills Golf Course, along with Green Valley Disposal, wish all the local high school athletes the best of luck in the 2016-17 season. Make plans now for next spring and the opening of golf season at the beautiful 18-hole course at Geneva Hills. And throw out the trash from your home or business with Trash Disposal by Green Valley Disposal. Hoping you'll be a cheering fan in the stands. Geneva Hills Golf Course, 765-832-8384 and Green Valley Disposal.
Welcome back. I'm Scott Jones, joined by Stephen Hartman. Fourth quarter getting set to play. It'll be Lady Wildcat basketball. They have an 8-point advantage, 33-25 here at Rockville. So immediately going to high post to McGee. He loses possession. Now Rockville comes away with the loose ball. Carrington in the full court. Nice hesitation move. She has her shot blocked by Evans. Kara Evans has been dynamite off the bench for the Wildcats. She runs the break, kicks it to Newburn in the corner. Her three is short. And an offensive rebound chased down by Mallory Hawkins.
Well, Mallory Hawkins has played well. Certainly she's the leading scorer right now, leads all scorers with 14. But once again, what can you say about this bench? Maddie Newburn, Kara Evans,
for $7 million has been absolutely phenomenal.
That's defense inside by Lady Rock, which is a miss from McGee. Morgan Duggar controls the rebound. Again, doing a mention, Rockville playing without starter and third leading scorer, Taylor Duggar. As they get it inside to Breedlove, nice find from Morgan Pierce. Breedlove lays it in, cuts the deficit to 6. Duggar suffered a knee injury in the late portions of the first quarter, and she will not return tonight. We hope the injury, of course, is not severe. South Vermillion getting a little loose with the basketball here with a pretty healthy lead. They again throw it out of bounds back to the Lady Rocks. We see Haley Chubchek back in. Rockville with an opportunity to close within 4. Great pass break. Breedlove to Frazier, the easy hoop, and Rockville right back within 4. They've scored 6 straight points. Every time Rockville has thrown the ball to the high post there to break that press, good things have happened. Breedlove knows exactly where to look. She catches it. She faces the rim, looks the opposite block, and Frazier's right there every time waiting to catch and put it up off the glass. That time, no one was even close to her from South Vermillion. Evans, up into the high post, kicked it out to McGee, got it back, and then is called for traveling. So 3 consecutive turnovers here, and Rockville, just like that, can close to within 1 possession. Pierce skips it to Carrington, gets it back. Gives it back to Felicity in the corner, Morgan Duggar. Pierce will try a 3, banks it in, Morgan Pierce. Her 3rd 3-point basket of the night. Rockville is within 1. They have scored 9 consecutive points. Wildcats have it at their end. Newbern drives straight, fine. A nice job of setting up Mallory Hawkins, or excuse me, that's Rachel Love. She missed the first one, got her own rebound, and put it back in to give the Lady Wildcats back a 3-point lead.
Yeah, Freely Breedlove, I think, very lucky not to get her 4th foul call there. Had a little bit of contact on the arm, but the officials have let them play for the most part tonight.
Breedlove dared to try a 3. She takes it. It's too strong. And coming out of there with the rebound is Emma McGee. Kara Evans with the bounce. And South Vermillion is going to take a full timeout, a 60-second timeout, as they lead 35-32 on the Future X Industry scoreboard. They will have the basketball. We'll take a 60-second break as well. You listening to the Rocks and the Lady Wildcats here from Rockville High School on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Future X Industries in Bloomingdale has offered high quality, excellent, and personable sales and service, as well as competitive pricing of custom plastic sheet and roll extrusion. Proud to be an active and vital member of our community, Future X Industries is a great place to work where safety and respect are priorities and employees earn a fair wage. Join Future X Industries as they support our young people and cheer your favorite team on all season long. Future X Industries, since 1969 in Bloomingdale.
When you go to Lover's Lane Antiques, you will find Georgina and Scott Bettis and lots of antiques and collectibles. This is the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors, where you will find crocs, lots of signs, rare tobacco baskets, primitives, and other treasures. Georgina and Scott Bettis, in addition to their regular spots, are now at their new Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5.
Welcome back. After the timeout, South Vermillion will have the basketball and a 3-point lead. Coach Hines looks like he's instructed his team to be a little bit more patient. They're going to spread the floor here with 2-1-2 set with Rachel Luft in the high post, 2 guards out top, 2 post players in the corner. They'll get it to Chubb. She'll attack the rim off the backboard and in. Nicely executed by the Lady Wildcats out of the timeout, and their lead is back to 5. Carrington on the far side. In the corner to Morgan Pierce. Pierce will try a 3. It's no good. Rebound tipped out deep, and Breedlove will track it down for Rockville.
The Rocks keep it, trailing by five, exactly halfway through the fourth quarter. Pierce in the corner, trying to get it in there to Cassidy Frazier, but very well defended by South Vermilion. Carrington in the high post to Breedlove. She'll put it on the floor, kick it out of there to Morgan Duggar. Her three-point shot is too strong, and rebound by Kara Evans. Here come the Wildcats, leading by five, 3:30 to play in the ballgame. While we have an opportunity, we'd like to thank Green Valley Disposal in Clinton for their support of high school basketball here on True Oldies. Evans in the corner. Back up top to Hawkins. Mallory Hawkins been very impressive tonight. And now we'll have a foul out well away from the basket as Pierce trips up Chubb. And it'll be South Vermilion basketball. But now Coach Kyle's going to want a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. Give us an opportunity to thank a few more sponsors, including the Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga and Geneva Hills Golf Course of Clinton. Also have a few more score updates we can tell you about. As it's gone to halftime now, Martinsville continues to lead Terre Haute South 45-19. At the half, Washington over Bloomfield 24-8. And at the end of one quarter, Greencastle 19, North Montgomery 17. They're all girls basketball scores. Here we have 3:16 to play. And the FutureX Industry scoreboard shows South Vermilion with a 37-32 lead. And they have the basketball.
Well, Scott, this game is certainly been very entertaining for us. Really have to credit both teams right now on just their ability to adjust. We've seen different things come from both sides. They've tried different things on the offensive side. You know, things weren't going well for Rockville, so they've adjusted. They've moved Bailey Breedlove out onto the perimeter, let her be more of a passer. She's been able to penetrate baseline sometimes, so they've been able to adjust as well. But South Vermilion has done a good job really from the start. Making sure that whatever Rockwell tries to mold into, they've been ready, and their defense has been really stellar tonight.
The Wildcats running some clock here following the timeout. Chubb skips it to Matherly. And now inside, Chubb comes open on a back cut. Good control of the pass. Tracks down the loose ball and hits an open Hawkins. Mallory Hawkins lays it in, and it's fouled. Mallory Hawkins will go to the line for the first time tonight, looking for her 17th point. Free throw is on the way. It's short, and that's a big one. Rebound to Breedlove. An 8-point lead with 2:40 to play would have been awfully daunting for Rockville. Here they trail just by seven. They get it into Frazier. Wasn't able to do anything with it. Tried to hit Breedlove in the high post, but had it knocked away. Harrison drives, can't convert at the rim. Rebound pulled out of there by McGee. And now South Vermilion is in the driver's seat. Take care of the basketball. Make some free throws down the stretch. You should be able to hang on. Hawkins drives, finds Matherly underneath. Rushed the shot, couldn't get it to go. Breedlove throws the rebound into the backcourt. And it's tracked down to Chubb. Haley Chubb with it. Tries to find Johnson. Or, excuse me, that's Myers. Very helter-skelter play right now. South Vermilion able to retain possession of the basketball long enough for Mallory Hawkins to be fouled by Carrington. That'll just be five team fouls, so it'll be South Vermilion basketball out of bounds. But Coach Kyle is going to want another 30-second timeout. This time we will take a break with him. We'll be back in 30 here on True Oldies 1-4-9 WAXI.
Cook warm meals for cold nights with help from your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Bottom round roast, $2.69 a pound. Pork sirloin roast, $1.49 a pound. Select variety of fish is half price. Hungry man dinners are $1.98. 8 pounds of potatoes are $1.99 a bag. And there are a lot more sizzling warm savings at your hometown proud IGA store.
We're hometown. Be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Yeah. Welcome back to Rockville High School. Scott Jones, Stephen Harmon with you. Let's sneak in some score updates real quick. Terre Haute North leads White River Valley 21-12 at the half. Greencastle now at the half, 39-15 over North Montgomery. And late in the third quarter, in a good one, two great teams, Northview and Cascade, knotted up at 37. South Vermillion basketball, after the timeout, Haley Chubb with it, lobs it inside to Hawkins. A good decision. She kicks it back out of there, and then she is fouled.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. Tremendous decision. You know that Hawkins, as hot as she's been on the offensive end, wanted to take that shot up, but Frazier recovered very well, kept her hand straight up, knew she didn't have a very high percentage shot. Right now, just working the clock, making sure that Rockville stays on the defensive end as long as possible, so she kicks it back out, lets the offense get reset. Rockville is going to foul, though, and they are just one foul now away from being in the bonus.
Trying to foul there. Instead, Rockville comes up with a steal. A new life. They found it into Breedlove. Breedlove goes up. Had her shot blocked. Traveling will be called. But now they're going to talk things over there. And this was a great job by the officiating crew. As from the baseline official's perspective, that was Breedlove going up and coming down with the basketball for a travel. But the outside official could see that that ball was actually tipped out of Breedlove's possession, thus making it not a traveling call. So Rockville will get it back on the baseline underneath out of bounds here. Great communication by the officiating crew to get that call right.
Well, I've really enjoyed this crew. I'd like to see them do a whole lot more games that we cover. They've done, I think, very, very good job here tonight.
Great pressure by South Vermillion. They force a Rockville turnover. Hawkins back the other way. Can't get it to go. Rebound is Jenna Myers for South Vermillion, and she will be fouled. So this will put South Vermillion in the bonus, or will put Rockville in the bonus. South Vermillion will shoot one free throw plus the bonus for the final minute six. 39-32, South Vermillion leads, and they have one, possibly two free throws coming here. So Chines will get Matherly back into the ball game. As Kara Evans will get a well-deserved break and a well-deserved round of applause from the crowd as she has been outstanding off the bench. First free throw is on the way and good. Myers makes the first. She earns the second. And she shoots this. We'd like to thank BJ's Electronics, your dish-authorized retailer in Rockville, along with Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone, with locations in Bloomingdale and Rockville. Second free throw from Myers is no good. Rockville with the rebound. Quickly up the floor. Carrington passes open, wide open three for a contested 17-footer. Can't get it to go, and the Wildcats knock it out of, or excuse me, it's knocked out of bounds to the Wildcats. And now Coach Kyle, under a minute to play, we'll need another timeout. And this will be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
When you're looking for someone to service your vehicle, please keep us in mind. We're affordable auto care in Rockville, and we're easy to find. We're in a red and white building on US 41 on the north end of town. We're your local under-the-vehicle mechanics, and I'd say our guys are some of the best around. We specialize in custom exhaust work, alignments, and all sort of maintenance. Come on over, stop on in at Affordable Auto Care. We'd love to make your acquaintance. Call Affordable Auto Care to schedule an appointment at 569-6911, and when you drop your vehicle off for service, we can text you when it's done. Affordable Auto Care is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company is now in portions of Rockville. We can and have begun hooking up new customers. Give us a call today at 498-1000 to find out when or if services will be available in your area. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company is working hard to get new fiber service to you soon. Upon completion, we will be capable of providing service to Rockville, Bloomingdale, Tanger, and Coloma areas. Give us a call today. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 498-1000.
Welcome back. 55 seconds to play. South Vermillion an 8-point advantage, and they have the basketball. They get it inbounds to Myers, and oh my, a break for the Wildcats with an ill-advised pass. Chubb tried to fire it to half court. It was going to be intercepted by Cassidy Frazier, but right as she made the pass, the official blows the whistle, and that'll put Haley Chubb at the line for one free throw plus the bonus.
do want to remind everybody, immediately following our ball game, we'll have a quick edition of the Fountain Trust post-game show, and then we will go into our IU basketball broadcast tonight. Indiana on the road at Maryland, a big one in Big Ten play tonight, so make sure you stick around for that as well. A three on the way from Pierce after a missed free throw from Chubb. The three is no good. The rebound to Evans. She gets it out to Chubb, and Chubb will go right back to the line for another one-and-one situation. So again, Indiana and Maryland immediately following our high school broadcast here from Rockville. Chubb at the line. Matherly will check in for Evans here. A little offense and defense substitution by Coach Hines. We do want to thank Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, along with Lover's Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville, and Wallace Law Office in Covington and Clinton for their support of high school athletics here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI. The big free throw coming for Chubb. She made the first. It's a three-possession game. She knocks this one down. She makes it a four-possession game. And it's nothing but the bottom of the net. 42-32, a double-digit lead for South Vermillion. Rockville needs points in a hurry. Eddie Buell swung around. Pierce will fire a three. No good. Rebound to Frazier. She puts it back up. It won't go. And the rebound to McGee. That will probably do it for the Lady Rocks. Impressive performance tonight by the Lady Wildcats. They're going to come in to Rockville's home gym and end their 8-game winning streak. This will be back-to-back wins for South Vermillion after a 6-game losing streak. They'll get to 7-10 on the season. And this is certainly a team with the young talent starting to play at sophomore level, no longer freshman at this point in the season, that you really have to watch out for come sectional play.
I have been certainly impressed. Not only has the young freshman in Hawkins played well, but the rest of this roster as well has really stepped up and in a big way, whether it was on the defensive end or on the offensive end. But you're exactly right. This team certainly looks like they can play well at any point. They've got some terrific senior leaders here on that team. Maddie Newburn came off the bench, did well. Matherly and McGee have been very, very solid. They just do all the right things.
Going to do it as Pierce misses a three. South Vermillion will dribble off the clock. Their crowd comes to their feet as South Vermillion comes in here and knocks off the Red Hot Lady Rock, 43-32. South Vermillion improves to 7-10 on the season. Rockville falls to 9-9. On the season. These are two teams you will definitely hear about come sectional time. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. We'll come back with our Fountain Trust post-game show here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert. I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drive by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bjselectronics.getdish.com. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the Fountain Trust Company post-game show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. The post-game show is brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company, with 11 banking centers, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. You're listening to High School Basketball on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to Rockville High School, where we saw a really good high school varsity girls basketball game tonight. 43-32, South Vermillion knocks off Rockville, ending Rockville's 8-game winning streak in impressive fashion as they led, I believe once it was 9-8, Rockville jumps out to a 5-0 lead. And then an 8-3 lead. South Vermillion went on a 6-0 run to take the early first quarter advantage at 9-8, and they never relinquished the lead. They had a third quarter 10-point lead. Rockville was able to trim it all the way down to 1 point, and it was back and forth there for a while. But they end up pulling away late in the fourth and win it by 11.
Well, it was a very gutsy performance from South Vermillion. As you said, Rockville playing as well as anybody in the area at this point. They played with a high level of confidence throughout the last few games. But South Vermillion came in tonight, and they really fell strong in the game plan that they had prepared. And I think it was a very solid one. You really make Rockville become a perimeter team here, put all the pressure on the paint, or in the blocks and on the paint. So from that standpoint, it drove Rockville to become a team that they were not comfortable with being. They've developed kind of that MO as being a very post-oriented team. And if you made some shots from the outside, you know, that was just a bonus. But really, it was South Vermillion tonight that I think controlled all parts of the game. They certainly had the right stuff in mind, but their girls played well. They were energetic. You could tell that they had a great time tonight, and certainly it was a well-deserved victory for the Lady Wildcats. Yeah, South Vermillion just did such a great job in the first half of keeping the basketball out of the lane. They gave up nothing to Breedlove. They gave up very little to Cassidy Frazier. They forced Rockville into way more perimeter jumpers than they are comfortable taking. Rockville made some nice adjustments in the third quarter to get back in the ballgame, establish a little bit of that post presence offensively with Breedlove, and Frazier had some nice baskets as well. But South Vermillion, as we mentioned, giving up 50 points a game. They hold Rockville to 32 tonight. Just an outstanding performance from Mallory Hawkins, the young freshman. They got contributions off the bench offensively. But no doubt, South Vermillion won this basketball game tonight with their defense, with their game plan, and their execution of that game plan.
Well, I really think that a big difference maker in this game was the point when Taylor Duggar unfortunately experienced her injury and went out of the game. It was at that point that I think South Vermillion went on a 9-point run and really kind of opened up this game a little bit. But Taylor Duggar, I mean, she's just an engine. She's such a catalyst for anything on the defensive end that leads to breakout buckets. And we talked about it. She deflects passes. She gets steals. And she can make a big change in a hurry. And so I really think it took a lot of wind out of the sails of the Rocks when that injury happened. So at this point, we haven't heard anything. She was sitting on the bench. She had some ice on it. The second half, out here supporting her team as any good competitor would do, but you certainly hope that it is a very short-term thing, just a minor sprain and nothing that will be any length of time, because she's a big, big role, has a big role in this team for the Lady Rocks. All right, well, due to the iffy weather outside and the IU broadcast right behind us, this will be a pretty short edition of our Fountain Trust post-game show, so we'll go ahead and take a 60-second timeout here. We'll come back. Stephen will recap the statistics from the ball game. And we'll also have our post-game awards to hand out as well. So we'll be back in 60 seconds with more Fountain Trust post-game show here on True Oldies 104.9 WASI.
The Fountain Trust Company offers a number of financial services online to make it more convenient for you. While we pride ourselves on the old-fashioned personal service that we've been known for throughout the years, we know that sometimes it's just easier to do it online. So we make banking available to allow you to do just that. Online banking, mobile banking, and bill pay are just a few button pushes away at the Fountain Trust Company. This is Doug Weisheit inviting you to any of our 11 banking centers to find out more. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
This is Tammy with Overpeck Gas Company, proud to serve West Central Indiana. We offer you an abundance of services in addition to propane gas deliveries. We service and sell a variety of gas appliances, including furnaces, central air conditioner units, and water heaters, including the new tankless. Call today to schedule a free estimate, and we'll assist you with whatever your needs may be. 1-800-536-2201 or 765-597-2201 or visit our website, overpetgas.com.
Welcome back to the Fountain Trust post-game show. As we see everybody milling around on the floor celebrating the big road win by the Lady Wildcats, 43-32 on the FutureX industry scoreboard. Let's see how we got to that final score. Steven takes us back through our final game stat.
All right, thank you, Scott. At the end of the first quarter, once again, South Vermillion led 9-8. Five second quarter points for Rockville. Gave them 13.5. South Vermillion had 18.5 as they scored another 9 in the second quarter. Both teams did really well offensively in the third, 12 points to Rockville and 15 to South Vermillion. But then things cooled off a little bit there in the fourth. South Vermillion once again scored 9 points. So three of the four quarters, they put up 9 points. The Rocks scored eight in that final quarter. For the Lady Rocks, their leading scorer tonight was Morgan Pierce. She finished with 10 points. It was 3 of 10 shooting for her to get there, but obviously three big three-pointers. They kind of closed some leads a little bit when they needed it, and then she went 1 of 1 from the free throw line as well. So leading scorer tonight for the Lady Rocks was Morgan Pierce. 8 points to Cassidy Frazier. She was 4 of 8 from the field. 9 points goes to Felicity Carrington. She was 3 of 13 from the field, just 1 of 8 from behind the three-point line. But she was very aggressive in that fourth quarter, got some buckets once again when the Lady Rocks needed it. She went 2 of 2 from the free throw line as well. So Felicity Carrington, 9 points, second leading scorer tonight for the Lady Rocks. Bailey Breedlove with 4 on 2 of 9 shooting, a rough night for her. And then Morgan Duggar finishes with 2 points tonight as well. For the Lady Wildcats, their leading scorer was Mallory Hawkins. She had 18 points. 8 of 12 shooting. She was 6 of 8 from two-point range, 2 of 4 from behind the three-point line. So very efficient offensively night for her. Maddie Newbern had 9 points off the bench. She was 4 of 6 from the field. And Kara Evans had 8 points. She was 3 of 5 from the field. So both of those, very good job off the bench, gave a big lift to the Lady Wildcats tonight. 2 points to Corey Matherly, 2 points to Haley Chubb, and 2 to Rachel Lupp. And rounding out the scoring for South Vermillion, 1 point to Jenna Myers. As a team, South Vermillion shot 12 of 21 from two-point range. That was 57%. They were 5 of 13 from behind the three-point line and 3 of 5 from the free-throw line. The Lady Rocks tonight, they were 9 of 22 from two-point range. That's 41%. They shot 20%, 4 of 20 from behind the three-point line, and really that number is just astronomical compared to what we're used to seeing from Rockville. Never have we seen them shoot 23s tonight, but credit defense from South Vermillion on getting that number. They were 3 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Lady Rocks ended the game. They finished here with 18 turnovers on the night, and despite turning the ball over 22 times, South Vermillion will get the win tonight.
All right, so thanks, Stephen, for that statistical recap of the ball game. We have one score update to pass along at the end of three quarters now. White River Valley giving Terre Haute North everything they want. 31-24, Terre Haute North leads White River Valley at the end of three. We're going to take our final timeout here in our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll come back, hand out our postgame awards, and then that'll be it from Rockville tonight. Again, the Future X Industries final score, 43, South Vermillion. Rockville, 32. The Lady Wildcats come in here, win it by 11. And we'll be back in 60 seconds here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Jeff Parkinson, General Manager from the new Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. I look forward to meeting you, and I'm proud to serve all of your automotive needs.
Be sure to ask about the Jackson Family Maintenance Program. Get 5 free oil changes and 2 free tire rotations with any vehicle purchase. Only from the area's newest automotive superstore in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships.
Come see us today at Jackson Family of Dealerships, just across the River Bridge in Clinton, or at jacksoncars.com.
Park County REMC reminds you that it's always safety first. Always treat electrical lines, guy wires, and utility equipment as energized and hazardous, and avoid direct or indirect contact. During a storm, if a tree or tree branch falls into power lines or other energized equipment, stay away. Do not attempt to touch or remove the tree, and contact Park County REMC immediately. For more tips and information, visit PCREMC.com. Park County REMC, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust postgame show here on True Oldies 104.9 WXI. Scott Jones, Stephen Hartman with you. Winding things down here, we're going to start off with a programming note. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be this Friday night as Attica travels to Riverton Park. Stephen and Jim will have the call of that ball game. Riverton Park hosting the Attica Red Ramblers. That should be a good one, as two teams having pretty good seasons matching up there in the Panther Lair. 43-32 is our final score here as South Vermillion gets the win over Rockville. Let's hand out our postgame awards, starting with our player of the game, which is sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton. And that obviously will be Mallory Hawkins, the young freshman, leading all scorers tonight, 18 points. And really, she was the go-to player whenever Rockville made a big run. She had 7 first-quarter points, 7 third-quarter points. And those third quarter, that third-quarter scoring was when Rockville had made their run.
And then Hawkins really reestablished South Vermillion's control of the game with that third quarter scoring punch. Mallory Hawkins, our player of the game tonight from South Vermillion High School. Our high-energy player of the game, brought to you by the Park County REMC, is going to be Morgan Pierce of the Rockville Rocks. 10 points tonight to lead her team in scoring. She made some big shots, kept her team in the ball game in the first half with a couple of big threes, made a big three to cut the deficit to one in the third quarter. So a nicely played game by Morgan Pierce. She leads her team with 10 points. She is our high-energy player of the game. Our six-man spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Auto Dealerships in Clinton, is going to be Maddie Newbern of South Vermillion. She leads all scorers off the bench with 9 big points. Big part of that high-scoring bench contingent from South Vermillion is I think they probably had around 20 bench points supplied. She had 9, and you talk about Kara Evans had 8, so certainly somewhere around half the points tonight coming from that South Vermillion bench, and that's a big lift, something you certainly need if you want to come in here and get a road win. So congratulations to Maddie Newber, South Vermillion High School, your six-man spark plug player of the game. That's going to wrap things up here from Rockville tonight. Again, our next broadcast will be this Friday from Riverton Park High School as the Panthers host the Attica Red Ramblers. And again, immediately following us, we'll have some IU pregame and then the tip between the Hoosiers and Maryland at 9 p.m. here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI. I want to thank Jim Osborne back in our WAXI studios for hanging out with us tonight. I want to encourage everybody to be safe and have a quick trip home, or have a safe trip home tonight. Steven, thanks for hanging out with me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. We enjoyed it. Great game tonight. Congratulations to the Lady Wildcats. But no time if you're Rockville to dwell on it. Just get ready for the next one. They're too good. They're going to win some more games this year.
All right, exactly. Well, again, thanks for listening. Thanks to all our sponsors. That's going to do it for us. Again, we'll be back Friday night from Riverton Park here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
When built right, some things just last. Like an American Standard heating and air system. Ranked the longest-lasting brand by readers of a national testing and research magazine. American Standard. The highest standard for comfort.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is built right, also with lasting quality and steadfast reliability. Build a relationship with Andrews today, one that you can depend on for years to come. Call Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning at 765-832-9401.
Our postgame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company, serving families in Fountain, Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Park Counties. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long. The home for exciting high school sports on 104.9 WAXI.